This morning, Brad and I kind of have a, I don't know if it's a bet so much as, I don't know that we can find someone who's been doing this for as long, but Netflix announced that because there's been some backlash against Netflix for Stranger Things, a number of scenes where people are seen smoking cigarettes. Stranger Things takes place in 1985.
Hopper was smoking in the restaurant in that episode, too. He's just sitting in the middle of a restaurant smoking cigarettes.
But that's what happened in 1985. Yeah. And so, anyways, Netflix says, all right, we're going to be more mindful of that, and we'll be careful, especially when it comes to programming for those who are under 13 years of age. We'll try not to include any cigarette smoking scenes. So what we want to do is we want to see, now that's just the way it was back in 1985, but we want to see if we can find somebody who is still, you just don't see it as much. I mean, when you see it on, it does really catch your attention when you see somebody on television smoking in a public place, even if it's in a, just a movie or a TV show.
Yeah.
Set back in a certain period of time, because it's just something you don't see anymore.
On a plane or in an airport.
No. So do you think we have anybody who is smoking today, who's been smoking a daily smoker for, let's say, like 50 years?
Easy.
You think
someone started at 16, 17, in their mid-60s or better,
but never gave up? Like, didn't I'm talking somebody who didn't like, I stopped for 5 years, or I quit for 10 years.
Is this the Brad and John show?
Get back up again.
I want to talk about cigarettes.
Well, if it's somebody who's been smoking for 50 years, then. Yeah, you could have started at 14 or 15. All right, so somebody was in their mid-60s.
Maybe.
Every day.
Even if someone joined the military at 18, 19, was, started smoking at 20. I mean, I'm sure we've got people that are 70.
We're talking about a daily smoker. Because here's the thing you don't get. When they talk to those people who are 100, who live to be 113 years old, and they say, how do you do it? And some of them will say, well, I eat cake every day, or I drink vodka every day, or,
I have a Coors Light and a shot of Jägermeister.
Yeah, I eat greasy hot dogs every day. But you never hear them say, I've been smoking a cigarette every day for the last 90 years. I mean, that you don't hear.
But my Nana, she lived to be 93 or something. She smoked every day. I mean, every day that I knew her.
And she probably started when she was a kid, back then. All right, so you want to see if we can find somebody? You think we got somebody in our audience who's been doing it for 50 years every day? And did you keep your brand? Have you been loyal to your brand since day one? Or have you cheaped out now because they are so expensive? Have you then now gone to the
I don't know if there is if a brand has made it 50 years. Maybe.
Oh, sure. Winston's and Marlboro's have been around.
I don't think Winston's are around anymore.
Oh, Winston's aren't around
anymore? I don't think so.
Marlboro's are certainly around.
Yeah.
What about Paul Malls? Are Paul Malls still
maybe
around?
Yeah.
Virginia Slims. Are the Virginia Slims still around? All right. Well, 360-733-5476. 360-733-KISM. This segment is not sanctioned in any way by the Surgeon General. Coming up in about an hour from now, we'll have our very first I Can't Believe It's News run of the morning.
Brad and John.
Coming back.
I'm done. I've had it.
KISM.
This is a message from the Emergency Stuffed Crust Warning System.
Cheese!
Little Caesar's Extra Most Bestest Pizza now has 3 feet of cheese stuffed in the crust for just $9. I repeat.
733-KISM. I don't know if we got a guy who's been smoking for 50 years, but this guy's been doing it for a while. Brad and John, hi.
Hey, good morning, smokers out there. You know what? I've got relatives that are in their 90s that still smoke 2 packs a day and drink every day.
What do they smoke?
And they are doing fine. I'm sure if they quit smoking now, they would die.
What do they smoke?
Probably.
What's their brand?
One of them is smoking, what do you call that? I think it's called Viscount. And the other one is Marlboro.
Yeah, Marlboro's been.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
What about Chesterfields? Are those still on the market? Chesterfields have been. They were around for a long time.
Chesterfields, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've smoked since I was 13 years old. I'm 51 years old now, and I'm a I'm a tactical team member, and I'm a fitness freak. I eat healthy, and I drink tequila, and I still smoke every day.
How many do you smoke a day?
I smoke a pack a day, 20 cigarettes.
Do you?
Wow. And you're
and what brand do you smoke?
I smoke Marlboro.
You're a tactical team member, which means you do what?
I work on federal law enforcement.
Okay, so you have to run. You have to pass a fitness test every year.
You betcha. You betcha. I still do it at 51. I still do it. You know, I still do. I think it has a lot to do with genetics too.
When you're on a when you're doing a tactical thing, or you're like on a stakeout or something, do you really huff them down?
You know what?
In the action,
smoke more, sure.
Yeah, in the action, stress. Yeah.
You know, before the run, I'll smoke. After a run, I'll smoke. It's just a habit nowadays.
Do you smoke in your house?
No, I never have smoked in my house or my car.
Okay, wow. Right. So outside, so you'll smoke a pack outside every day.
You betcha. I used to smoke in the office. We used to be able to smoke at work.
What does a pack of cigarettes?
You can't nowadays.
What does a pack of cigarettes go for?
About $6 a pack. $6.50
for I would have thought it was even.
Yeah,
more.
I thought it was more up to 9 or 10 or something.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah.
You know, there are 5 or 6 different brands of Marlboros too. I mean, they must be cranking them out still. They still make mediums, lights, reds, menthols, ultralights, smooths, 25s.
I was looking at some of the names of the parliaments. Remember those? Kents.
Yeah.
Is it Viceroy? Is that? I remember seeing the ads.
Yeah,
used to see
that
how you say it? Yeah, I don't even know if those are still
Benson and
here.
Hedges.
Yeah.